السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد لسيد الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator and sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. درود and salam, peace and salutations upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah پاک has given us the wealth of iman. May Allah keep us with iman, die with iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman, and make our entry to our little iman into Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. All those who have passed on, Allah fill the qabr with noor. All those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. I wish to speak on three aspects. One is highlighting the importance of the Mubarak days and Hajj that is coming upon us, the significance of the ziyarat of Madina Tayyiba in the short time that I have, and also something about spiritual preparation for the Udhiyya and Qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our humble efforts, inshaAllah. First and foremost, in the 9th year of Hijrah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made Hajj compulsory. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made the Hajj not from Makkah but from Madinatul Munawwara, and he dispatched Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the first Hajj when it just became fard. And he sent a small contingent of Sahaba. So one Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend accompanying Abu Bakr Siddiq. I have the means. How should I go? He said, join him and follow him. زَوَّدَكَ اللَّهُ التَّقْوَى. May Allah bless you with taqwa, because the essence of all ibadat is taqwa. وَوَجَّهَكَ فِي الْخَيْرِ. And Allah ta'ala bless you and open the doors of goodness. وَكَفَاكَ الْهَمْ. And Allah remove the worry and anxiety of the trip upon you. They used to travel by camel. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went on this first jamaat of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the 9th AH, and they went and performed the Hajj. And this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advices as well, and he made dua. He said, قَبِلْ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ. O Allah, accept the Hajj of this Haji. O Allah, bless the recompense of the money spent on the Hajj, and as well as forgive the Haji's sins. Then in the 10th year, the 24th of Zulqadah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, today is the 24th, it was the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 10th year, explained to the Sahaba, we are proceeding inshallah tomorrow towards Hajj. It is said a group of 90,000 Sahaba prepared themselves. This is from Siratul Mustafa. 90,000 Sahaba that were present in Medina, in different parts surrounding, were informed on that Jumu'ah that tomorrow we are leaving for Hajj. What a jamaat that must have been. What a group never to be seen again on the face of the earth. We cannot picture and imagine. But when we visit Makkah and Medina and the Mubarak places of Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, We must imagine that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked on this land with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Not only that, Sahaba were informed that those who have the means, Hajj is farz on you. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, I don't have the means, but I desire to go with you. So look at the hope Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to those who have not been for Hajj. Allah ta'ala take all of us inshallah. Make the means and the asbab. It is not the passport and the ticket and the money. It is the call of labbaik inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice, do certain things. Prepare yourself, by the morning we will see. Sayyidina Bilal cried the entire night and he said, Oh Allah, you are witness, I was a slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's servant Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq freed me. I do certain amount of work, but I desire, I don't know whether I would be able to perform Hajj again. We don't know whether this is the first and the last Hajj. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning, Oh Bilal, are you ready? He said, Oh Nabi of Allah, I have this amount. Nabi of Allah said, you are now ready for Hajj. How Allah makes the asbab. So this is consolation for our brothers and sisters who are not gone yet. Have the desire first of all, inshallah. Allah Pak take all of us for Hajj. It's a compulsory wajib ibadat on those who have the means. And those who have been, desire to go again, inshallah. Allah will open the way. Make Umrah, make Nafil Hajj, send somebody else for Hajj. You will get the full sawab, inshallah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam proceeds after Zuhr Salah with a whole group. And the long journey, it takes them almost 2 weeks. They reach on the 4th of Zilhijjah to Makkatul Mukarramah, performing all the salat, explaining the rites of Hajj. That is why he said, Khuzu anni manasikakum. Learn from me, because this is a practical ibadah. One is the ibadah you learn in the kitab. Hajj jo hai, kitab se parhne se kuch nahi hoga. Wahan jaane se hoga, you have to go there, and it is amali mashk. Whole life we facing the Qibla. Here today we standing right in front of the Kaaba. And then whole life we worshipping Allah from different parts around the world. Today we going to the Rabbul Bayt inshallah, right to the house of Allah, where the Tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. And then the Hajj takes place over 5 days, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th of Zilhijjah. Allah ta'ala make it easy for the Hujjaj and those that are going, learn the Masail, read the Fazail, read the kitab, even if you are not going for Hajj. Because there are many lessons. And then other Sahaba from different parts of Arabia at that time joined. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was dispatched to Yemen. He even came with a messenger, informed him in Yemen that the Nabi of Allah is going for Hajj. And he's already gone to Makkah. So he came and joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the one and only Hajj Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed, and he performed 4 umrahs. Understand this. It is known as Hajjatul Wada, farewell pilgrimage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam came on the 8th to Mina. He made dua. He encouraged the Sahaba, the greatest day of your life is going to be on the 9th, which is the day of Arafah. That is why the significance of the first 10 days are very important. Allah took a qasam in Suratul Fajr. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. The nights are auspicious in the nights that is going to come from next week. The Zulhijjah, 10 nights. A person who makes a little while of ibadat gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And if he keeps the fast of 1 day, he gets the sawab of 1 year. And if he keeps the fast of the 9th of Zulhijjah, then he gets the sawab of 2 years ibadat and 2 years sins are forgiven. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Every year Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept fast, but that particular year when he went for Hajj, he did not fast. Because of that ardent journey, the difficulties of the safar to make it easy for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he gave a concession. But he mentioned the virtues. And he said, this is the greatest day, brothers, understand this. Although we are going to experience the 9th of Zilhijjah, we may not be present there. But think, that inshallah, when we said labbaik in alam-e arwah, Allah Pak will take us so many times. And we want to present ourselves. What are we going to request from the hajis? Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa laman istaghfara lahul hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji and forgive those for whom the haji actually makes dua maghfirat. We are like the deputation, those hujjaj that go. And they go and represent the ummah. and seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the culmination at Arafat. Then the ninth day spent in Arafat, the 10th night in Muzdalifah, the pelting of the shaitan, then the Qurbani itself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 63 camels himself, he slaughtered. He made nahr. And the balance of 37, he ordered Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala, one hand, one person, slaughter it on behalf of the ummah. 100 camels, subhanallah. Brothers, we should get into the spirit. If we not gone for Hajj, consolation is given. Prepare ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually. Allah will make the means, first of all. Have the niyat and desire, inshallah. Secondly, we can do such amal that we'll get the sawab of nafil Hajj like we came into the house of Allah. We made wuzu at home. And we came solely to perform our salat as if we don ihram for Hajj we came. Subhanallah, you'll get the sawab. Come early into the house of Allah for seeking knowledge. Make that niyat that I will come into the house of Allah. If there's some majlis taking place, some nasihat, some bayan, janaza, nikah, whatever, some good amal, then with the intention of that knowledge, you will get the sawab of Hajj. Looking at our parents, brothers, with respect and love, you will get the sawab of nafil Hajj. Subhanallah. A sahabi asked Ya Rasulullah, if I look at my mother 100 times, what sawab will I get? He said, the sawab of 100 nafil Hajj. Subhanallah. So there are certain amal. It is said that if a person performs fajr, sit a little while making zikr, tilawat Quran, tasbih, dua, and until after sunrise, 15-20 minutes, he reads 2 rakat, salatul ishraq, he gets the sawab of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. This is encouragement for us, inshallah. We try and make amal. But why does a person goes to Madinatul Munawwara? Because of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, if a person goes for Hajj, performs the Hajj with all the rites, and visits me after my demise, then he gets the sawab of Hajjatani Mabruratan, 2 Hajj sawab, subhanallah. Manzara qabri Bada wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati. The virtues of Medina are too great. My time is limited. But if a person visits me after my demise, as if he's visited me when I am alive, when I was alive, subhanallah. With what respect, with what awe, with what adab a person should go to Medina. That is why Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, rang layegi kab meri aahe. That means visit Fazila Shayyaba. And when he came in front of Rode Mubarak, what did he say? Agaya samne rodayam athar. Agaya samne rodaya haram. Jiski ziyarat ku yarab tarastati ham. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. There was a prisoner 3 years ago. A true story. I think I mentioned it before. He had the picture of the Kaaba in Madina Tayyiba. Just the love. A new Muslim to Islam in one of the prisons. He said, I want to go there one day. And everybody told him, you don't have the passport, you don't have the money, you're still a prisoner. He held those pictures dear to his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he came out on good behavior from the prison. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him for a royal Hajj within 3 years. Allah makes the asbab. So when a person comes to Madina Tayyiba, learn from the kitabs, sit with the ulama. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned one story when we were there. Quickly I'll run through it, especially for the youth. A youth came, a sahabi came, a young boy, 15, 16 years old. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, permit me to commit zina. Imagine what a question. The sahaba became red-faced. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to whip him. The other sahaba, Khalid ibn Walid, was taking out his sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold your guns, wait. Let us talk to this youth. Give encouragement to the youth. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, do you have a mother? Would somebody besides your father, would you like them touching your mother or having adultery with your mother? No, Nabi of Allah. If you have a sister, would somebody else besides their husband being with them? No, Nabi of Allah. If you have your wife and somebody else, he got the answer. But look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen. He holds his chest. He holds his chest with his palm and makes dua. Allahumma ghfir dhamba wa tahhir qalba wa hassin farja. O youth, O Allah, forgive the sins of this ummati of mine. Then he says, Oh Allah, tahhir qalba, purify his heart. And then he says, Oh Allah, fortify his private path. That means keep him chaste. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the dua and removed his hand. He said, I felt a coolness. All the worries, all the anxiety, all the pressure of zina was removed. And after that, he led a very chaste life. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in Madina Sharif, and it is in one of the CDs as well, that if the ummati goes there and says, O Nabi of Allah, forgive my sins, Rahmatullil Alameen is listening. The same dua he gave to the Sahabi, inshallah, with the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same three duas will be given to every haji, inshallah, and every ummati. Say Ameen, inshallah. Allahumma gfir dhamba, O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, purify our hearts. And O Allah, protect us from all evil gazes and desires and keep us fortified in Islam, especially from zina and adultery. So we go with adab. The place is full of respect. The Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rawdatan min Riyazil Jannah, those who ween, you can picture it. The Jibal of Uhud, the mountains of Uhud, the land of Medina, the air of Medina, everything of Medina Sharif. That is why we say Madinatul Munawwara. Ask somebody if they know 10 names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 names of Sahaba, 10 names of Madina Tayyiba, they don't know. Madina wa Yathrib, but became Madinatul Munawwara by the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, the spot where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried in. Although his Hayatul Nabi, this is our belief and Iman, that spot is greater than the Kaaba and even the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said so beautifully, and I think you heard these words before, that na masjid ke unche minare, na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makka, na madina, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. I am reminiscing the words of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi. He said, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not there, nothing would have been. The noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, noor of mujassam is present there. We go to take the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go to instill in us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We go that inshallah, O Nabi of Allah, that your shafa'at is wajib upon us if we follow your lifestyle. And we send durood and salam from here. But imagine when we present ourselves to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is as if an x-ray machine that is being x-raying us. What will be the condition of the ummah when Monday and Thursday report is given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this person is presenting himself to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak, give us the ziyarat maqbool inshallah. Take us inshallah. Make the niyat. Inshallah, say inshallah brothers. Recite a mandan durood sharif. People came with nothing. Allah opened the ways by just reciting Durood Sharif. Inshallah, Allah opened the doors. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala, inshallah. Then a person comes to Makkatul Mukarramah, I'm rushing through it. Why does he come to Makkah? He comes not only to the Baytullah, to seek Rabbul Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has another Kaaba on top of Baytullah, which is Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the Malaika. They make tawaf once in their life and never again. We are so lucky, some of us, Allah has taken. It is the good fortune, Allah give us barakah in our sustenance, that He call us whenever He wants, inshallah. Have the desire, have the tamanna, and cry. Aagaya samne rodaye muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste te hum. And in Makkatul Mukarrama, Hazrat Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Nawwar Allah Markadu, in his many poems of the Kaaba, what did he say? Kaha meri kismat, tawaf-e haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke kadam. Subhanallah brothers. If you only understand this one stanza of the poem, that what is my, I have nothing, no honor. Oh Allah, you have made it possible for me to make tawaf of Baytullah. And on the same zameen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked and made the tawaf. And in another part he says, that all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they touch the multazam, the same multazam we go and cry. Not only to see the Baytullah. We go for the love of Allah, to obtain the love of Allah, and come with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejuvenating our iman inshallah by going on Hajj and Umrah. Allah make it such inshallah. Change our lives, change the lives of others by the return of this Haji. And not only that, getting the barakat from the Qabristan, Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Mala. And Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali made dua many times for Madina Sharif. Everybody knows. But Allah chose Makkatul Mukarramah. And whoever passes away in Ahad, one of the Haramain Sharifain, it is said that he will be Amin, protected. He or she will be such that will intercede, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede on their behalf. He will rise up with the Sahaba. He will have many, many securities on the day of Qiyamah. And he will enter into Jannatul Firdaus. How fortunate are those Hajis and Mu'tamirin. Every Salat you go, you see a Janazah. We cry, we attend the Janazah. Did we ever take a lesson? We had a Haji, I think it was last Hajj. Person went, greeted us, never came back, he passed away there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the reward of the full Hajj till Qiyamah. I'm coming to a very important aspect, brothers, of the day of Arafah. A Haji in the state of Ihram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, on the plains of Arafah, would approach 124,000 Sahaba, delivered a sermon. Before the Zohar Salah, sitting on his Qaswa, the camel, he delivered a sermon. And read that farewell sermon. The life, human values are given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a short sermon. Read it. Sometimes it is framed in our houses. Little do we see the message on it. I leave behind two things. Hold fast, you will never go astray. The Quran in my sunnah. Look after the parents. Look after your neighbors. Care for the weak. There's no superiority of an Arab over a non-Arab. Black and white are equal. He broke every barrier. And the message for humanity was given on the plains of Arafat. Not only that, he gave an amanat to the ummah, where he made Allah a witness. He said, Allahumma shhad. Oh Allah, the sky will never see a scene again. He said, Allahumma shhad 3 times. Oh Allah, you bear witness. 124,000 sahaba in one voice said, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, you definitely declared to us, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. You introduced us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fulfill your right of this amanat. You gave us the Quran and Sunnah. You have given us everything. The ayat of Al-Yawma أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ was revealed at that moment. It is said the Sahaba cried, but he didn't stop. He said, now, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبُ Those that are present, perhaps this is my last Hajj. It was his only one Hajj. I may not see you again. Sahaba cried, and he said, I'm giving you this amanat. Take the deen to the corners of the world. Shukr alhamdulillah that we are Muslims. Allah protect our iman, inshallah. Allah keep us with iman. But the most important, go with the akhlaq of Rasulullah. From Arafat, what does a haji bring? He brings back amal bin ma'roof, nahi anil munkar. He brings the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The maqsad hayat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he returns free from sin. That haji should be such that everything makes dua maghfirat for him. That is the biggest day of a person's life. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and those gone for Hajj, tell them to make dua and maghfirat on the plains of Arafat. These Mubarak days that are coming, value it. And now coming to the spiritual aspect of Qurbani. One narration says, سَمِّنُوا ضَحَايَاكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مَتَايَاكُمْ In the khutbah of Eidul Adha Yulayt. That let your animals be weighty, brothers. There's only 2 weeks left for Qurbani. Udhiyya. Don't just send it away. Make the Qurbani. We want the best conveyance in this world, isn't it? Every year, 2-3 years, they're upgrading their cars. Some people every 5 years, sometime every 10 years. We want the best conveyance in this world so that safety, security, all the features. What about the conveyance of a pul sirat? On the day of Qiyamah, this Qurbani animal will intercede on our behalf, inshallah. And not only that, every strand and fiber of the hair you will be rewarded. Not only that, this animal will talk and say, Oh Allah, this person slaughtered me in this world for your sake. Turn him into Jannatul Firdaus. This will be one of the animals that will go into Jannat, inshallah. So inshallah, make a niyat that we'll have the best animals. Spend most amount of money we can and be present in the Qurbani. Qurbani topic will be given some other time. But feel the spirit of Qurbani now. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam followed millata abikum Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam who built the Kaaba with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And the entire Muslim ummah comes there 2 million, 3 million for Hajj. Allah accept it, Allah increase it and bless everybody inshallah. But what is the lesson of this Hajj and Qurbani? Submission totally to the will of Allah. To the command of Allah. That is why do not follow our evil desires. Allah Ta'ala make us slaughter that evil desires of ours. And make us make Qurbani such of all this nafs and take us to make qurbani for the sake of Allah, inshallah. The animal is giving his life. What am I given? Imagine the sahaba that went from Arafat to the different corners of the world. Only a few thousand are buried in Makkah and Medina. What did they go with the kalima? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they with the akhlaq, with the Arabic language, with the kirdar and the robe, they changed the face of the earth. And thousands of people are entering the fold of Islam, subhanallah. Now the discipline that is created through the discipline of Hajj, through Salat, through Qurbani, through fasting, through all these ibadat, is what to create taqwa Allah consciousness. That is why when Haji returns, greet him, shake hand with him, and embrace him. He touched the Kaaba. One last lesson. It is said about Hajrul Aswad. You know, when you go there, Hazrat Mawlana gave a very good example. When a group were leaving for Hajj a few years ago, he said, when a person stands by Hajrul Aswad, it wasn't Hajrul Aswad, it was Hajrul Abyad. It was a white stone that came from Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, due to the sins and drawings of the sins of the people, it became black. This is the touchstone where you touch the Hajrul Aswad or kiss the Hajrul Aswad or you make istilam of Hajrul Aswad. See it in the picture, then you'll know what I'm talking about anyway. This is the thing that is a starting point of drawing a person closer to Allah, making him the from amongst the awliya. Oh Allahumma fazna, withdrawing him. So much so, Hazrat Mawlana mentioned in Makkah at one time, he said that this is what will show the faults of the people. Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. That imagine our faults are pointed out in this world, leave alone then how embarrassing on the day of Qiyamah. That is why he used the example of the washing machine. I don't know if you heard this example before. To repeat, it's beneficial that when a person makes tawaf, remember you can't make tawaf anywhere else in the world. Only in that particular place. So he said, start with Hajrul Aswad and press the 7 round buttons, not just running like how the people run. Don't read the kitab, read whatever you can. Tasbih, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, read some Quran. On the 8th istilam, you will finish off. 7 rounds of dirty clothes are placed in the washing machine. Hazrat Mawlana used the example, rahmatullah alayh, of our dirty hearts going 7 rounds around the Kaaba. You think the mercy of Allah won't descend? You think Allah's rahmat and forgiveness won't come down? And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us so much so that if whatever deficiency is left, then during Hajj and Umrah, you'll run between Safa and Marwa. So much so, he said, little bit of left to beautify us, drink the water of Zamzam. Do you see the barakat of it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that Haji and then Mu'tabir return the day as if his mother gave birth to him, free of some sin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.